Kedvach, we're going back to Rivet, starting with Shem with Simon Kufayin Hey. Last time we did Kufayin Gat, Ayin Gimel, it talked about Hakdamas Mois and paying late. Kufayin Hey, similar in Yanam, was talking about Paiskin, I felt it was appropriate. It's like a natural progression into Kufayin Hey. This Simon, I think, deserves a Hakdama. Let's first discuss what Paiskin is. Paiskin means that I set up a price, I lock in a price with a seller, provided that I pay the mekadima, I pay up front a deposit, and with that I can lock into a price. Now, it's more than just a deposit. Typically then it was that you paid full price, you paid up front the price that you had made up, and he'll deliver payrates at a later date, and you locked into that price. And the reason why you locked into that price is because you gave money up front. Now, if there was no kinyan yet, and there's no mechira yet, so basically the money that you gave is deemed a halva. And if the price of the commodity, of the fruits, of the paris, whatever it is that you made set to purchase, went up in price and it's delivered later on, so that's going to be ribbit. If I make up that I'm going to buy a fruit from you for a dollar and I give you the dollar now, and it's over a period of 3 months, and in 3 months' time, at the time of delivery, that fruit went up to $1.10, that's going to be ribbit. So we have a problem with Paiskin, and it's common practice in today as well. And the Ar Hetayim of Paiskin, and we can discuss that, that's basically what this Siman is. But the basic two Hetayim that we have to know is one is Yeshloi, a common Hetayim that we've discussed in the past. That is that if the seller has the item that he's contracted to sell, he has that fruit, then that's a Hetayim. Yeshloi is okay. We discussed before, there was a Raman that who possibly suggested that by Yeshla, even if he has a Ma'at, but everyone passed him, not like that. It's Mavur like that in the Gedela Paiskin, perhaps Rishonim as well, Rambam as well, that by Paiskin you have to have Kala Paris. It's different than Saw Basaw. By Saw Basaw it's enough to have Ma'at, but Ma'ashenkin by Paiskin you need to have all the items that you contracted to sell. So that's one, that's called Yeshlai. That's a simple Heta, but that Heta means that he has to have it actually available. But with this Simon, the second part of the Simon is going to discuss, what does it mean that he has it? What happens if it's an early process, he's in the middle of making it. You ordered a piece of furniture from him and it wasn't dyed, stained yet, or polished, whatever it is. It's ot. How much, you know, how raw can it be and still be considered Yeshlai? And that's going to be later on in Tif Dalet and on. That's one heta called Yeshlai. A second heta for Paiskin is Yotza Hashar. Even if he does not have the item, but if the item is accessible and there is a Shar Kavua for that item, everyone knows that there's a market price for that item, so even though the seller doesn't have it, but he can go ahead and purchase it, that's going to be permissible. Now, what's the reason why Yotza Hashar, and that's really the first three sifim of the sim we're going to discuss in Metzashem tonight. What's the reason why, if it's Yotza Hashar, is it permissible just because it's accessible in the market? So really the Gemara gives two reasons. The Gemara in Tzamach Gimel Mebeis says the reason that the Lekeach tells the seller, I gave you money, you're doing me a taiva, why? Because you allow me to lock in a price. Big deal, my honestly, what are you doing for me? If I wouldn't have given you the money, if I would have had the money and kept it myself, if it was in my hand, I could have done the exact same thing you're doing. I could have gone to Hini Vishili, names of places nearby, and I could have purchased the fruit as well, stored it by me, waited the 3 months, and then eaten the paris, whatever it is. Possession would take now, but then use the paris. So therefore, you're really not doing me any taiva by going into a deal with me, because you're not giving me a better price, right? We're talking about a case where you're giving according to the market price of today, but we're worried about that it's going to go up at a later date. Big deal. I could have done the same thing. I could buy it today, store it today, and if it goes up, it'll be Bishus Yaakov, go up in my Rishus. So you're not doing me any taiva. That's the Gemara in Tzamech Gimel, which means that the Malva is not receiving, the Malva slash Lekeach is not receiving any benefit from the seller slash loiva. He's not doing him any taiva because he really could do the same by himself. That's the Gemara in Tzamech Gimel Mebeis. The Gemara in Ayin Beis Mebeis, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says a lashon that you're allowed to be paiskin by Yotza Hashar because afa pi she'ein lazeh, yesh lazeh. Even though the seller doesn't have it, yesh lezeh, the market has it. Slight mishmoizah has to do because the seller could get it, but if you go through the Gemara there, it's mavun the Gemara, that the time is because the seller could go ahead and get it. That is, that even though the seller, it's ainloi, but the seller, it's readily accessible for the seller, he could go ahead and purchase it in the marketplace. So memelo, it's as if it's yeshloi. It's as if he already has it, because it's so readily accessible, he already has it, the shah is yidua, it's kavua, it's $10. I gave him that $10. With the $10 that I gave him, he could now go ahead and purchase it in the market. If he could do that, it's as if he already did that, it's as if he has it, and now it's as if he has it, he has the same lumdus of a heta of yeshloi. And the lumdus of yeshloi is, which is we've seen this concept many times, it's because since this is only a type of ribbis derabbanon, when it's yeshloi, it's as if the mechir took place. He has already a mishapar, according to some rishonim. That might be the time. But whatever it is, we see that the mechir already took place. We don't see a loan, an advanced payment. We don't see that. We see a perfect deal, the perfect structure of a mechira. So there's two timing why Yotzei Shah works. One Gemara says the reason why is because the lokeach is not benefiting anything from the seller. And the other time is because the seller himself, since it's readily accessible, the seller himself, it's as if he already has it, and you have the regular argument of heta of yeshloi that you could be paiskin. And everyone wants to know, the Achronim want to know, the Sharidei is busy with it, enough kininis between the two taimim. Everyone wants to know what's going on, what are we need these two taimim for? The Maisis Rishonim already has the kasha. Ritva brings down B'Shem the Ravid, and the Ravid already has this kasha. And the Ritva says the following teretz, which is the most glatt and easy to swallow. And that he says that both, it's not a stiris of Gemara, it's not a machloikis, it's both taimim are necessary. And that is that we have to try to handle side the seller's perspective and side the buyer's perspective. Side the loiva, side the malva. Mitzad the buyer, the malva, he's not getting any ribbis here, he's not gaining anything, because if he had the money he could do this himself and buy it and store it. And mitzad the loiva slash seller, he himself is not losing anything on the deal. It's not like he accepted a halva and paying back later on more money, because it's kiilu, it's yeshloi, and the deal went already through. So both taimim are really needed to get ahead here. One is mitzad the seller, and one is mitzad the buyer. One is mitzad the loiva, and one is mitzad the malva. Both are needed. One is that the malva is not gaining anything, and mitzad the loiva is really not borrowing anything, because the deal was a done deal. It's as if it's yeshloi, and we just view it as a straight mechira. That's one hakdama, and we're going to see these time and hell plays itself out. A second hakdama is when we say yotza hashar, what type of shar do we mean? How kavua, or how steady, or stagnant, how set does this shar have to be? If it changes, fluctuates every week, like gasoline, is that a shar kavua? If it fluctuates every month, is that a shar kavua? What's necessary to be the level of a shar kavua? And the Gemara on Ayin Beis Mebeis, Rabbi Yochanan says that we don't want the shar shalo yoris. That's not the shar that's going to make it. That's not enough. But what is the Gemara? It's two lashonis. Is it a shar of kedumis, or is it a shar of achlevi v'arbi? It means we have three sharim that we have to work with, and I'll explain the three sharim. Achlevi v'arbi is the most kavua dikashar. Achlevi v'arbi means, this is how the Mukiyetz explains the three sharim. It's beautiful, because from the Achreinim, they don't really tell you exactly what they want, you know, what the shar is. And the Mukiyetz is the only one I found who, Rokha B'tkaktan, and the two places together, explain what the taich of these three sharim on a practical sense. What are they? Akubi Vabri is the most kavua to kashar. It's so kavua that min hastam, we could assume, more often than not, this shtar will remain intact, in effect, even till the date of delivery. You purchase something for a dollar, you want it delivered in a month or in 3 months, it's achlubi v'arbi that the shah is so set that in 3 months' time it's going to be still a dollar. Usually. If it changes, good, but we already have a het of yotza shah. But min hastam roiv pa'amim, it's going to be so steady that it's going to remain this price even for the date to time of delivery. If that's the case, then the zikha, no problem of poiskin, because big deal, where's the ribbit? I paid you a dollar, you're going to deliver me fruit for a dollar in 3 months' time, everything's great. So that's akhlubi v'arbi. Even if it did go up, but there's nothing wrong with the deal. The structure of the deal was a perfect deal, because min hastam it wasn't supposed to go up, we view it as a clean mekach. We don't see a havah here. We don't see the ribbish shavai. That's an extreme yotzer shah. That shah is the other extreme, which we're going to see. We don't need that. For sure, we don't need it to be so kavua. The second shah is kedumis, like an itliz, like a marketplace, but a big marketplace. And that is that it's not set for 3 months. It's going to fluctuate. I know, I could assume that by 3 months' time, by the time of delivery, it's not going to be at this shah. It might be more, might be less, but it's not going to be this price. However, it is kavua enough that there's ample time for either the lokeach or the meicher, whichever one we need, like we said before, might need both, that they could go ahead and purchase it in the market price, in the market for this price. So that's kavua. It's kavua enough. Right now, means I structure a deal with you today. I'm not expecting delivery for 3 months, but I'm paying you right now. With this money, had I held on to the money, I leisurely would be able to go to the market price and buy it for this price. It means I don't have to worry about you doing me this great taiva, because I could do it myself. I could go to the market price, and I'm guaranteed that from now till the time I go to the market on a leisurely pace, in a week's time, whatever is considered normal to expect me to go to the market, it's going to still be at that dollar. So you're not doing me any taiva. And same with the seller's perspective. He has the leisure, he could take a week till he gets to the market. In that time, he knows he's guaranteed that he'll still be able to buy it in the market for this price. So he could buy it as if it's Yeshlai, and if it's Yeshlai, we have the Heta of Yeshlai. That's Kedumis, that's the middle Daga. And the lowest Daga is Shashala Yoris, which fluctuate often. If you're going to take your time till you get to the market, the likely it's not going to still be at a dollar in the market. Might be up, might be down. But likely it's not going to stay for you and wait for you till you patiently get to the shuk. If you go right now to the shuk, for sure it's still going to be a dollar. But if you wait a few days, whatever is considered normal to get to the market, that amount of time is too late. It's not going to be there waiting for you. But if you go now, you could still have it. That's shar shal yaris. That's the lowest shar. So you have three sharim. We paskin, it's a machlokes. There's a machlokes, machaber amav, which we're going to see in Sif Aleph, what type of shah we need. The machaber says you need the middle shah, kedumis. It has to be enough set that if you take your time to get to the market, it's still going to be there waiting for you. And the Ramah holds like the lowest shah, that even shah shel ayaretz, as long as it's out there, and if you go right now, you'll get it. Even though if you take your time to get to the market, it's not going to be there for you, it's still going to be permissible. Now, even though the Gemara in Ayin Beis says not like that, the Gemara in Ayin Beis says, Lahed Yerub Yochanan says that Shar Shalo Yaris is not enough, but Taisis and Narosh, apart from Rava, a different member early on in the Perek, that he argues Yerub Yochanan and Shar Shalo Yaris is enough. So basically, you have a Machlokes, Machaber Ramah, how we paskin. Machaber holds it has to be Kedumis, the middle Shar, that has to stay there for a while, a week, whatever it is. The amount of time, every industry is different, but the amount of time that it's normal and usual for the people to get to the shuk to buy it. And the Ramah holds like even the lowest Shar is enough, as long as it's Shar Shela Yaris, that if you go right now, you'll get it, but if you wait, it won't be there for you, waiting for you. That's, now, getting back to our first Shiloh, why we need both taimims. I told you that the Ritva says that both taimim are necessary, ones for the meicher's perspective and ones for the lokeach's perspective. The Chavis Das suggests a different pshat. He suggests that that if you want to use the heter of Yeshlai, that it's as if the seller already has it, because it's readily accessible, he can get it in the shuk, and it's as if he already has it, that heter you need to have like the middle shah kedumis, that it's going to be readily accessible for him in a week. So it's so kavua, then we could have a paiskin on it. But if it's only going to be kashar shalayar, it's the lowest shah, he holds that that's not going to be enough to make a yeshloi. And that's why the Gemara before, when the Gemara over here was going with the shot that even shah shalayar is enough, the Gemara before needed a nusra, a call, that you're not even being mahana me anything. If I wanted, instead of buying from you now, I would go to the shuk and buy now, I would also get the price. Kilu, one time works for the middle shar, and the other time, that from the lokeach's perspective, that you're not doing me any taiva, I could get it in Hidi and Chili, that works even on the lowest shar, because I'm buying from you right now, I can get it right now from the market right now as well. So he sort of makes it a machlekes asuk, is based on this Machlekes of Sha'arim. But like I said, the way we should go is with the Ritva and the Rishonim, that know that both Tainim are always needed. And we're going to see how it plays itself out. So basically, that's the Nakuda. In this simon, we have two Heterim, either Yeshloi or Yotzah Shar. And the Shar is a Machlekes, what type of Shar do we need? The lowest Shar or even a middle Shar? Okay, let's start with Sif Aleph. There's a lot here and there's a lot in practical applications. And let's take it slow. Do me a favor, let me finish the Sif with the raid on the Sif, and then I'll take questions. I enjoy questions, but let's get this, you know, an oifen, organized oifen. All right. Zakta Mechaba, Sif Aleph. Ein paiskin ala peris, al shah shal yoris. You cannot be paisik, mebnei sheinu kavua. Again, the Mechaba holds shah shal yoris is not enough, and it's not kavua, it's not going to be set. By the time the seller or the buyer leisurely is going to get to the market, it's not going to be there anymore, and therefore it's not permissible. What's the problem? Again, the problem is because we're afraid that by the time it's delivered, the price may go up, and therefore it's already also to be paisik in this deal already now. It's not pshat, oh, okay, let me be paisik and then let's wait later on, I'll worry about this later. No. If you're going into a deal, you're structuring a deal that he's mechuyiv to deliver a item, and that item, even if it goes up in price, so that's already a ribis type of a ketzitza, and we answered the ketzitza, Chazal answered that you now let's do this ketzitza already now. Aval, however, poiskin al shar sheb medina, you could be poiskin on that second shar, which is more kavua, shu kavua. That's already fine. Umishiyata shar sheb medina, once it's yata shar, mutalak the mois lechaver, you can give an advance payment, velifsa gimoy, and have strike a deal with him. Sheetan loy oisim peris kalashana, he has to deliver these fruit the entire year, kishir ma'isov, against the amount of money that you paid him up front. According to the shah that's out there already. Even if it goes up in price, it's still permissible to be delivered, because right now we see it as a mechira, like we discussed before, even though it's ainloi, it's as if it's a yeshloi, because it's yotz hashar, he could go get it, and mitzad me, you're not doing me any toiva, because I could have purchased it myself. Even if the mecha doesn't have them, so it's not mamish a yeshloi, but the yotz hashar is as if it's a yeshloi. It's as if he has it, so we see a mechira going on here. We don't see a halva, a prepayment with a later delivery. We see a perfect mechira going on here. I purchased something, it's as if you have the payas, it's as if you transferred the payas in my rishos, just it's only going to be delivered at a later date. That's the mechava. Zogt Ramah, like I discussed, the yesh reimim the poiskin al shar shalo yoris. Some say you're allowed to be poiskin even on shar shalo yoris. The yesh lahakel, and you're allowed to be mekel the isa de rabbanan, even though it's a machlek is rishainim. But the Ramah, in the document, he says a little more. He says the basroi hold its motto, but even without that, he says that this far as well, that even if it would be a sofik hashokel, be a regular machlek between the Rambam and Tosis, big deal. It's an isa de rabbanan. We have a klal and all this isa de rabbanan. As long as it's a sofik hashava, Safak Hashokol, Yesh Lahakol Bisr of the Rabbanan. You're allowed to be Megal on an Issa de Rabbanan. That's the Ramah. Now, why is this only an Issa de Rabbanan? If I pay you up a dollar now and it's delivered a dollar ten later on, that should be real ribbis. So if you look in the Shaq's, if Cotton Gimel, the Shaq says, Yesh Lahakol Issa de Rabbanan, Kloima. Why is this the Rabbanan, the Kivan, the Derek, Mecha, Kamemkahu, Eino Element the Rabbanan? A cloud we had numerous times. In order to have a ribbis daraisa, you have to have min b'mina. I give you apples, you give me back apples. I give you money, you give me back money. If you give me more money or the more apples on that deal, respectively, then that will be ribbis. But if I give you money and you give me back apples, that's a mechira. That cannot be a regular halva, that cannot be ribbis daraisa. It's only ribbis machmas mecha, and that's why it's only the rabbonin. So here too, I'm giving you money, true in advance, true it's like a halva, but you're not giving me back more money at the end of the day. You're giving me back more merchandise than my money was worth that I advanced to you. So that's only going to be at Derek Mecha Kamemka, that's only going to be in Issa Derabanan. That's what the Shach says. I would like to be Moisif. I mean, the Shach is Zichar right, and we have this many times, but here I believe it's in Issa Derabanan even without it. The reason why this is in Issa Derabanan is because today when I made the deal, it was a fair deal. I gave you a dollar, and we made up to deliver a dollar worth of pears. It might go up, but then again and again, it might go down. So yes, we're going into a risk. Yeah, it might be worth $1.10 tomorrow and a gain. It might be 90 cents tomorrow and they're going to lose. As long as right now the deal is fair, even if it would be the same min, it would still only be Issa de Rabbanan. It's only going to be that in the event it goes up, it looks bad, so Chazal asked it. But Be'etim, right now, I don't see any ribbon structure. There's no ribbon tzutzah, you have cut anything? No. You gave a dollar for a dollar, that's fine. And V'arayi, you see the same concept by saw b'saw. If I lend you a saw of apples, I'm not to be paid back with a saw of apples, even though there too, it's asa midrabanan, because maybe the apples will go up, and in case it goes up, it looks, you're giving me more. But even that is only ribbis derabban, even though it's min b'minoy, even though it's a hava. I gave you a pound of apples, a saw of apples, you're giving it back to me. But still, that's only going to be ribbis derabban, because it's a fair deal. A saw for a saw is a fair deal. I will go up later on, okay, but it might go down later on too, so that's not considered ribbis deraita. So you have two reasons here why it's ribbis derabban. But whatever the reason is, the Ramah says, since it's only ribbis derabban, yesh lahakil, v'yesh derabban, since it's a machlekes. So, l'didana, we go with the Ramah, it's going to come out that you're allowed to be poiskin even on a shar shel yoreid. In the practical sense, even if the shar fluctuates every week or every few days, exactly punkt in the kud, I can't tell you, but it has to be something that's going to last as long as it takes for the buyer or seller to go to the market now and purchase it. If it's something that you can cut a deal quick, so as long as it lasts for one day, let's say the price of gasoline changes every single day, but I have time, you have time, we can both go to the market and purchase gasoline today, then that's fine. That's not a problem. As long as it lasts long enough that we can get there now and get that price. So that's a reason to get heta. So this already takes care of a lot of our problems. That's one major heta that we have. Okay. Yeah, okay. The Sfardim talk have a problem with the Mechaba. Okay, but Mechaba is not so bad. Mechaba has, as long as it's a Shash or Medina, the middle Shah, if it lasts for a week, whatever is considered leisure to get to the market, that's fine enough. Okay, now, this Mechaba is talking about cases of things that need a Shah. We've discussed in Kufa and Gimel, we had a Shver Ramad here. Everyone jumped on the Ramad, and the way we explained it according to the Tveres Lamoshes Pshat, there were others similar, but Tveres Lamoshes said it the best, is that if you have something which is Ein Shumasa Yedua, something which doesn't have a price, means of course everything, again, everything in the world has a price. If I'm mazik it, I steal it, we could be kaveh a price for everything. We'll get Shamayim to assess it, three professionals. I can get you a price on anything. But what we mean to say is something that's not Shumasa Yedua, because every item is different, every animal is different, every animal is different in strength, different in weight, different in quality and in talent. So therefore, every animal needs its own assessment. So it's not blatant a price. It's not Shumasa Yedua, oh, everyone knows all that animal is $100. No, we can't pinpoint an exact price unless we are experts to know exactly the difference in the nuances in the market. If that's the case, if you have something which is ain't Shumasa Yedua and will never be Shumasa Yedua, the Tveres Lamoshe teaches up a Ramah that that's mutter to be paisik. Why? Because what's the problem of paisking? Chazal didn't want to allow you to do this because it looks terrible. I give you a dollar today, tomorrow I see a beautiful shipment for $1.10. Everyone sees I gave you a dollar advance, get a $1.10 shipment. Boy, that smells. Or I buy a piece of furniture, I pay up front in advance, I lock in on this beautiful leather Natuzzi couch, right? I give you $1,000 up front, and all of a sudden I'm getting this couch, by then leather went up and it's worth $1,200. That looks terrible, right? But if every item is different and we can't determine the exact price of the item, ain't you must do well, so when it's delivered, even though it's true the market might have gone up, and true the yoidim, the mumchim know that it went up, but the hamaynam don't see it, they see $1,000 for this couch. That could be. If you're not an expert, you could believe it's $1,000. Something which is ain't Shumasa Yedua, then it's permissible because there'll never be nicker that there's ribbit. So that you're allowed to be pricing. That's the first of Moshe. It used to be a great heta. Today it's not such a great heta anymore because everything is mass produced. It's real. You have something which is unique. Everything from couches to tables to chairs to tape recorders, to suits to clothing, everything is mass produced, so you can always really pinpoint a price and have Shumasa Yedua in the market. But if you commercialize it, see it, that's ain't Shumasa Yedua, you have that heta of the Tveres Lamoshe. Let me give you a third heta. A third heta, this heta is not Muslim, and that is, this is the heta of the Shardaya. The Shardaya tainis that it's mutta to be poisik on something that shar constantly changes. Our case of the Mechaba is talking about something which eventually, Mi'at Hashem, will have a shar, but it's early on in the season, it's not kavua yet. We have a shar shalayaris. Maybe we don't even have that, depending on the stages. So that's bad, because right now, since there's no set market, so we didn't go into this full swing. The market's not out there full swing. People are hoarding the goods. They're waiting for the price to set in. So therefore, it's not so accessible. But if you have something that's like a stock exchange, that the item is going to fluctuate every 5 seconds, it'll never be kavua, so no one's hoarding the goods waiting for this shara kavua, because every second it's changing. They'll never have that shara kavua that they're waiting for, so it's always accessible. It's just as accessible tomorrow as it is today. It'll never be more accessible. So Zakta Shara Deya, that's already considered as if a shara kavua, because he learns that the whole matter of shara kavua is only to get it to be in full swing, fully accessible. So Memela, if something doesn't have yet a shara kavua, but will have it tomorrow, that's a problem, because today it's not fully accessible. But if something will never have a shara kavua, will never be zeicha to a shara kavua, then that's already muta, it's not a problem, it's in full swing already.
That only has to do with the future.
We'll discuss. We're going to go through a bunch of that there, and we'll see. So that's a shara deya teta. We don't go with the shara deya. We could use it as a sniff. The Paiskan don't go because there's many Paiskan Mavun. Not like that. He himself used that, perhaps the title of that Ramo over there, which everyone here at the Kashan has a different shot. But what's the side why, I guess, why we don't go with the Shardai? Just underlying side is that what we need from a Shara Kavua is not just to be readily accessible. We need to be readily accessible for this price. If, for example, I'm going to be Paiskan on you and I say, well, it's readily accessible for $2, and if here's a dollar, it's not going to cost. It won't make it, because this dollar can't buy the goods that I'm making the deal for. I have to give you the amount of money that you can take that money and buy the goods that are necessary. So be right, the shara fluctuates every second or every whatever it is, every minute. That's not going to make it. Who cares that it's readily accessible? But lav dafka for this price. You're allowed to sell something at a discount if it's yeshloi. But if it's Einloi, and you're coming onto the heta of Yotza Shar, you cannot sell it as a discount. Because what's the whole lomdas? Yotza Shar is predicated on the fact that with the money that I give you, you can go ahead and buy it in the market, and if it's as if it's Yeshloi. If the money that I give you won't make it, you can't buy it in the market for that price, then it's Einloi. Then it's Taka Einloi. And the fact that it's readily accessible is not going to make it Yeshloi, because it's not readily accessible for this price. It's only going to work for this amount of money. And I'll even go a step further. If you look in the Mechaba says, Mutalak the Moisel Kaveh, Velufsak Imosh Yitin Loi Oisim Peris Kala Shana, Kishir Moisav Kvi Oisai Hashar. So Kvi Oisai Hashar is what we're discussing. You can't get a discount. But it's even, the Mechaba goes so far, there has to be Kishir Moisav. For example, let's say the Shar is a dollar, and I want to get 10 pounds of apples, so really it costs you in the shara $10. And I'm going to give you only $5 up front now. But you're not giving me a good price. I'm giving you $5 now. And yet, Hashem, I'll give you another $5 at a later date. So it'll be $10 for the 10 pounds. It's still going to be also in the Meduik and the Mechaba. They looked upon the Meiris. It's because the Mechaba says you need it to be only Kishir Maisav. The Lamdus is, it's because with the money that I'm giving you, you could take that money and go buy it now, so it's as if it's Yeshlai. Or if you use the other Sfarah, that you're not doing me any toiv, because with that money I could go ahead and buy it. So good. If I give you the full price of $10, so I don't need you. I could have taken that $10 and bought it from somebody else and got it delivered already. But if I'm only going to give you $5, that $5 is not going to make it. I can't buy 10 pounds of apples for $5. So if I don't have that heta, that svara of my Hannes Lee, and I don't have the svara of it's kilu, it's yeshle, because you can't buy it for that money. So either svara is not going to work out. So you need bedafka kishir ma'isa. If I give you an advance payment, it's less than the full amount, and even if there would be a shara kavua, it's not going to be permissible. Then you mamish going to have a yeshlo, and then once you have yeshlo, the chesky is right, you have a right to give him a discount, or to give him only mikdas mois up front. We could discuss about a yeshlo, you made the kinyan, but without that, it's not going to work. Okay, now like I said, the shara day is not mutkam, but the tefes moisha, the case we said before of ancient masa yadua, that works. Then I give you two more heterim, which are going to be necessary. We discussed right now that if I don't give you all the shir ma'isav, we're going to have a problem. But derech klal, in corporate America, we don't give an advance payment full amount. We'll give half, a third, a deposit, 10%, whatever it is, that's all we're going to give. Whether you buy houses, buy couches, how much do you ask for up front? How much? 40%. So I'm 40%. So you're not asking for the full amount. So even if it will be a Yotze Hashar, it would still be also according to the Machab, because you need Kishiyam Ma'isa. So unless it's going to be a Yeshloi, you're going to have a problem. Usually, if you're talking to retailers, I can't say always, but very often the retailers don't have it in stock. They have to get it from their supplier, their wholesaler. So it's going to be an Ein Loi. The fact that they can get it from the wholesaler doesn't make it Yeshloi. It's Ein Loi. It only blives like Yotze Hashar. But Yotze Hashar is not a Hetzer if you're only going to give Miktas Moise. If you only give 40%, that's not enough. You have to have Kishiyam Moise. You have to give the full amount. So what are we going to do with Maisim B'Choyayim across the board? It's across all industries in America that we give money up front for deposits, not the full amount. What's going to be the Hetzer to lock into a price? The Mishpat Shalom says the following, two Heterim. Sometimes both are applicable, sometimes none are applicable, but if either one's good, he gives you a Hetzer. Two beautiful Svaras. First Svara is that it's mutter if the Derech because what's the reason why the Mishkaba needed all Shem Ba'isav? Is because if you want to be able to buy it and he needs a Shili, you need all the money. Or if the seller's going to need to buy it and he needs a Shili, he needs all the money. So if you give Mixus Ma'isav, it's not enough. But if across the board, everyone plays this. Everyone does business like this. They deliver the goods. They'll allow you to pay Mixus Ma'isav. Now, again, not that they just allow you to go into contract, but they allow you to pay Mixus Mois up front, and let's say allow you to extend your credit and then pay the rest later on, but already deliver the goods with Mixus Mois up, then he says, then you basically accomplished the Makabi. You already have the Heter of Yotze Hashar. Because the seller could go ahead and get the goods today for that 40%. Because if he gives 40%, it'll be delivered to him, so it's as if it's Yeshloi. And mitad me, my honestly, you're not doing me any taiva, because if I would go ahead and I would go, I could already get it in the marketplace for this 40% delivered. So again, and it'll be b'shusi yayaka. So if it's to the extent that people will honor the 40% to the extent to even deliver it and extend you credit, then already it's mutter, even if it's only Mixas Ma'isa. Sometimes you have it's not like that. They'll give you 40% up front, but we're not delivering the goods, you know, COD, check on delivery. If you don't pay, no ticking, no wash, I'm not delivering it, then you don't have this hat. The hat is only if that you have the ability to actually take possession of the goods for the same 40% or the Mixas Ma'isa that you're giving. That's one heter. Another major heter, and this heter works for, let's say, builders. Everyone wants to know how you're allowed to buy in any development.
The first heter, why sell it in credit? Well, you don't even need the 40%.
I don't think the money because I need the money to pay the goods. I take the money to make sure these people are safe.
Okay, that's one second. That's the set. Let me give you the second set. The second set is Mr. Shalom.
If I can get it from the suppliers for credit, then
it's not a problem. If you can get it from your
suppliers, I don't have to pay for 30
days. You meaning the retailer. Okay, that's the place can have a problem with. What happens if you can buy it, I'll give you a better case. What happens if you can buy it from your wholesaler? Not, you could. You better be able to buy it at a discount, otherwise you're not making money, right? So you can buy it from your wholesaler for 80 cents and you sell it for a dollar. So maybe even if I give you 80 cents, it should be enough, because you can buy from your wholesaler for 80 cents. So, luckily, that's not going to make it. So you can get into technical lumdis mitzad the seller, maybe mitzad the seller would really work, but this can mitzad the buyer. If I don't have access to buy it on the market for 80 cents, then you don't have the head at the time of my honestly. You are honestly, because I couldn't get it for 80 cents. I couldn't lock in and have it delivered for 80 cents. I need to pay the dollar.
So, person can't go for 40% of the price of the cash. You can't get anywhere cash.
So that's what I said. Depending on the industry, sometimes you could have that if you pay a certain amount up front, it'll be delivered, and the rest, they'll extend you credit. Let's say you buy certain cars or computers, Dell, you pay up a certain amount, the rest they'll extend you credit. So if it's accessible, you can get it now, even though the price of car might go up, computers usually go down, but cars might go up, that's fine, so you could already get it. But if the... I can get a car right now. They'll give you me these options, you know, extend me credit, 6 months, no financing. After that, a certain financing charge, whatever it is. I can get the goods now, so it's readily accessible. some from somebody else, so then I have that heter. The second heter is Mishpat Shalom, which is what Moshe was saying, which is you can't run with it, but it works very often. And that is, let's take a case of a building, because that's an extreme problem. You're building a development. It's impossible to have a Yatzah Hashar on that, because, at least right now, it's impossible, because the house that I'm buying is in a specific makom, a specific house. I can't get, if I'm buying, let's say, in Sterling Forest, I can't get another house from a different building, Sterling Forest. Not that location, not that spec. It's not going to be. He can't get it. No one can get it. It's not Yatzah Hashar. So there's no Yatzah Hashar. Nishnadem, it's not a Yeshla, it's an Eimla, it's a Dovashaloy Beloylam. The whole thing is one big fictitious deal, what's going on here. But I'm paying a price. And don't tell me you have the head to the thread from Moshe, because ain't you must you do it. No, no, because by the time I close, it's you must you do it, that I got a deal. First of all, the builder's already holding stage 3 by the time I close, and he's asking for another $80,000 for the new guy who's going to go into this fictitious deal. So that's, sorry? A hundred, you got $100,000. That was in your contract, that was better. But depending on how it is, so at that point, it's very blatant shumasa yidua. But even if not, the market price here goes up from year to year, from the time you got lock in to the time of in the Lakin market in the last 10 years, going up at 10% a year. By that time, it costs $40,000 more. It's shumasa yidua. So you don't have that hat either. So what hat do you have to go into a builder? The builder clearly, no ticking to watch. If you don't give him the 10% deposit, he's not talking to you. He's not giving this on a contract. There's no deal. So what is the hat? I get this phone call very often. People go up and get nervous. They heard about Iskin and stand, what's going to be with houses? The heter that I know of is this Mishpat Shalom. Mishpat Shalom says that if like in New York, not like in Lakewood, but if in like New York, that the 10% is put into escrow, and it's only to show that you're committed, to show that you're serious, to show that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is, you're willing to go on this deal. If you can come up now with $50,000 on the table, put it into escrow and let it rot for a year, I see that you're serious, I'm willing to sell you the house. So Zokta Mishpat Shalom, first of all, if it's my mission to escrow, you don't need a Mishpat Shalom. I ask, then there was no halva, because the seller didn't have access to it. But Zokta Mishpat Shalom, even in Lakewood, where the builder is, it's a Yargav al Yava, they'll never allow you to do such a deal and put in escrow. They need the money, because with that deposit, that's where they pay their workers to be able to start the project going. They need that money, and if you don't give them access to that money, they're not cutting the deal with you. But Zokta Mishpat Shalom, if the amount they charge is the same amount that other builders charge, only to show, to convey commitment, to convey that you're serious, then we could view this, you're not giving this as Akdamas Mois, you're not doing this to lend the builder money, what you're doing in this is just to show that you're committed. And that's what you were referring to by the couches. I give you 40% only to show that I'm committed. If you can show that across the board, the industry has it, that they'll accept this 40%, even if the seller has no access to the money, he'll take a post-dated check, he'll put money in escrow. It shows it's clearly only for the commitment, then in a chanami, then even if you have access to the money, it's already mutter because you're not charging more. But if already you're striking a better deal, you tell the buyer, if you give me 25% up front, I'll give you a better deal. Clearly, when you have problems, that Shnei, that was commanded in Mefarish, that has its own set of problems. But Stamazai, even if you ask a buyer, unassuming, for more money than is the norm, to convey a commitment that out of the ordinary, 25% is out of the ordinary, then in a chanami, if you decide that in your next development, you're only going to go through the deal, if people put down 25%, it will be an issa ribis of Akdamas Mois, of this problem, because it's aim loy, it's for lo yotza hashar, and clearly the reason why you're asking 25% is because you need access to more money to get this development underway. So that's not going to make it. But if it's, as long as it's normal 10% industry standard, that's going to be a heta. So that's a major heta. And that works most of the time, or very often, I should say.
What happens if a lot of people are waiting to buy a house? You could sell it to 10 people or 20 people. So you don't need anyone to show that they're going to be serious.
No, but I don't want this guy to drain me a cup, tell me he's buying it. I think he's buying it. He already chose the tiles. He wants this like this, and all of a sudden he's backing out. If he puts money in escrow, I know that I have him over the barrel. He's not running away, not today, not tomorrow, not in 5 months' time. It means I want to get past the marketing stage, so I can concentrate and focus on the building stage. I don't want to be busy with this guy forever. Sorry? So why is that a heter?
Because
No, faket. And then they're forced to deliver.
No, faket. I'll give you 10%. I'm going to back up later. They're
very
happy.
They're very happy. Why not? They made money on the price going up and getting the 10%. That's true. Sorry? So give back what? They got it, they don't, but depending on the bill, depending on the reason why you're backing out. Depending who's backing out, depending why. But I don't know how that's going to help you, the mitzvah. But if you go through with the deal and you get the higher house, the higher valued house, you can have a problem. But poiskim, unless you have this masham, this mishpat shalom tefa, that it's considered just to convey that you're committed. Okay.
Where's Simic on New York?
Basically, we're Simic on the industry that other than the Yiddish builders in Lakewood, the money is put into escrow. Sorry?
And Muncie.
But that's also Yiddish builders, right? Right. And it's put in escrow usually. Right. So let's say we go to someone who's building furniture. So in your case, you have a different type. But let's say he has a case that he builds kitchen cabinets. So any type of craftsman type of a job like that. Industry standard is that they want a third up front. And the reason why they want a third up front is because Bidera Klal, the materials cost a third. So they need that to cover their expenses. So if it's just to show commitment, and that's how it shall look back, good to say, and it works rather. But if the only reason why they came up with this number third is because they need access to that money so they'll be able to keep their business alive and keep it going, so then you might have a problem on your hand.
Taking that third and buying the material, then he needs that money to...
So he needs that money, right. But if you tell me that other people are willing to put into escrow, then even though he's not, because he's strapped for cash and he needs that money, you'll have the same net of the Mishpat Shalom. But if everyone is only doing to be able to cover their expenses for the materials, and it's nothing to do with show commitment, because commitment 15% would be enough, could be, I could argue, that the reason why they ask the same amount of money to cover the materials is because they don't want to be caught stuck with the materials. It means that the fact that they'll have to swallow the labor at the end of the day is a halbutzara. But to take a loss that they're going to expend the third of for the materials and only get from you 10% and come out with a loss, that they're not willing to go through the deal. So they want a third down just to cover their expenses. Not because they need access to the money, just they want to have a degree of commitment that they're covered. So then that will be fine. Then you have the Mishpat Shalom Svara. And Shemati, you do only works on something that's original, something that's unique. One thing is not like the other, so you can, the Hamoinam is really not, can't get an exact price for it. So they'll really never be able to establish a price. Only Shamoim, only Bikim will get it. But by and large, things today that are mass produced, it's very rare to tell me that something today is in Shemati Yadua. It's rare. It has to be something handmade, unique, something like that. Kitchen cabinets is a standard, so which for Mica, what size, what this, okay. The problem is that I'm giving him money on something that he doesn't have yet, so it's ain't loy, and if it's loy yotzei sharif, he can't get it in the market at that price, so you don't have that hefty either. So if later on, if the prices of wood or materials go up in price, or workmanship goes up in price, he's delivering me something which is worth more.
Possibly go up. That amount is ancient most completed. That $1,000
doesn't go up. I don't know. If they're all the same, you can get a price. If it's standard, you can call up three kitchen guys and get a price from three kitchen guys easily. You don't need grace of Bikim to do it. And it could be the Velt knows the Yoidim without Shamoim. But people built houses. Oh, yes, going to just build a house. What's the price of kitchen? I'll tell you, this kitchen is this. I priced it already. This is this. All right. And economy, if it's unique. And a Hanami, so you have that, eventually must you do, and a Hanami.
If you have all the material, the guy's taking all the money to cover the material, but why, the credit there should be more than that because you're only negotiating on the labor. If he takes the money off,
but yeah, that's right, it's not going to go up totally because the material he has already.
I know, but we're going to see later, it's Ein Lo, he doesn't have the material yet, and even with having the material, it's costs too many malachas.
30% is to buy the material anybody can go out and get. So he's taking.
Yeah, you don't want wood and glue. You want a kitchen cabinet.
I understand. But
so it's not going to help you.
But instead, what the moicher took, if he took the 30% just for the material.
Right, but he's delivering and committing a price for the workmanship. That price might go up. So he's delivering you at the end of the day. No, it's not. Why is it? You can't get anywhere. Try to get this somewhere else. You won't be able to get it built today. built this week, you're going to have to again go through the process, go to the next guy, wait your 6 weeks till delivery, whatever it is. So you can't have it today, so you won't have it. It's not the yotka to say it's a Yaakov Rishusi. I could buy it today and store it and let it go up in my warehouse. You can't buy it today. It's not. You can't get this kitchen cabinet anyway.
You know what the labor rate is?
So what? But that might go up. It might go up. You're not going to have that hetzer. Besides which, I don't know if you can. I'm not doing two mechirs with him. One on material, one on the kitchen, on the labor. I'm doing one thing on the whole thing called delivering a kitchen cabinet. He, in his mind, wants the third to cover his cost of material. But the kitchen cabinet, which was what we contracted to buy, that kitchen cabinet is not nimsa. That is not yotza shar. It's not accessible. It's not going to have a hetzer. Okay, let's go back to, let's look at the end of a shak. If you look at the end of the shak, Aleph, we once discussed in Kufay and Gimel, but you see how the shak paskins, and basically it's muskan, is that we once cleared, if I'm poiskin on something which is a yeshlai, and that's the heta that I need, that you have it already, do you have the right, if I'm poiskin, do you have the right now to spend or use that yeshlai and deliver me something else in 3 months' time, a different item? And we discussed that Rashi's mashma, that no, the heta is only if of the stock that I ordered, something of that stock remained for 3 months, and you're delivering from that stock, from that supply, then it's only then it's mutter. That's Rashi, and Taisis started off like that, but then at the end of Taisis he says that you're allowed to use it, it's only a heter tav apsika. We look as if there's a mechira, once you have a heter, that's fine, even though at the end of the day you ended up spending it and delivering something else. And if you look at the Shach, if Kornalev at the end, he says that, like Tosaf, Afilu Mocha Akakak, the Mamsh, last 3 lines, Afilu Mocha Akakak, Amoika, Masho Echayv, Litin Lalokea, Kafi Mashu Shavu, Bishas Psika, it's also Mata. Because once you get by the Psika, once it's a Yeshle for the Psika, after that, what you do with it is fine, it's not a problem.
We also said that when you have the Yeshle, it doesn't have to have the full amount. Right? All you have to have if you were selling the coffee, you know, all you have to have is like one.
No, that we discussed. That's only a heta by saw b'saw. That means when I'm lending you, if I'm doing an exchange, coffee for coffee, bean for bean, so if you have a mix of beans, that's enough and you can get it all. But by poiskin, it's not going to work. If I want to be poiskin, you have to have, for a yeshla, you have to have the full, whatever you need. If I want poiskin 10 barrels, then you have to have 10 pounds. The price can be asked to Kasha, why is it worth? Different terutzim given, but Balabatish, the way the price can, you know, maybe not be the Rishonim shot, but the price can go that when you're talking about a real mechira, money for an item, to get by, you have to see a mechira. And you can't see a half a mechira. You got to see the mechira. I got to see $10 for 10 pounds of apples. $10 for 1 pound of apple, but it's as if we have 10 pounds of apples, that's not going to make it. Sabasah, which I say that it's not a real mechir, that just we see a fair deal just going a saw for a saw, so then they say even a little bit is enough. But by poiskin, you have to have, if you want to exercise the heta of yeshla, you have to be yeshla hakol. You have to have everything that you are being poisek on. If you have one love seed and I order from you 3 love seeds, that's not going to make it. You got to have all 3 love seeds there to have the heta of yeshla. If you have Yotza Shah, you'll have a different Heta. But the Heta of Yeshla, you have to have everything that's on order, that we contracted to do. Okay.
What is the limit? Like, how long? Yotza Shah means it has to be readily available, right?
So we said, the Machlok is how, Machlok is Makab and Ramah. According to Ramah, it just has to be readily available that you can get it now, in a day, 2 days, whatever it is.
But it has to be made. Not readily available.
Correct.
Any
correct. In your industry, in your industry, that if you call up the wholesaler to deliver this couch, he cannot deliver it tomorrow. It means he won't be able to get it to you at this price. Or if I would have to go to somebody else, I can't get it now. Then in economy, it's not readily accessible. You will not have the heter of Yotza Hashah.
Why is the Yotza Hashah? We have a price list which is respected. So why is not? I know what the price is going to be for the next 2 months for this item.
How it's going to? If you can get it to the extent that it's going to last, Kishar Akhlebi Vabri is going to last even past the delivery date. So we can talk about that. So that might be much better. But that's not always the case. It goes up in between. Just you could lock in at that price. But it can go up. And by the time we deliver it, in the next 3 months or 6 weeks, whatever it is, it won't go up?
Now, usually, I will get a notice that in 3 months the price is going to go up. In this particular, talking about network.
So if you know that by the time of delivery it's not going to go up, and economically, so you're not locking in a price. And then it's fine. It means even if you are lacking in price, so then it's like you have the yotzei shah of achli bivarbi. I can get it even at the time of delivery. If there's such a, then l'chari, maybe you can say that even though you don't have this lumdus of getting it now, but you can wait and eventually get it. So in economy, you'll have that heta.
Okay, now let me ask you one question. You said before that the person who's buying is not getting any from the whole deal because he can go and find.
As if, right.
As if. So why is he giving the money?
That's what I said. I can get it behini b'shir. I can go nearby and get it. Maybe I don't want to be busy stacking it, storing it, taking the risk something will happen. It will rot.
He doesn't have to store it. He doesn't have to.
So the Gemara talks about the zaitika hanos and what those hanos are worth. You're looking why I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it. But b'yisoy, the underlying reason is I could do it myself. I'll give you a mashal. Where's Nageir today? It's Nageir today in the food industry, bakeries, Brokshan now that Yoshin caught on, so it used to be that they had to be mice and nefesh and stock the flour themselves. Now Brokshan, there are about 2-3 companies who do it, and if a guy would like to lock in, I don't know if they have such an affair, but let's say they would like to lock in a price for flour for the entire year, so they can gauge how much it's going to be, they can lock in that price, so they're not storing it, so now they're doing the type of to store for me, but they already have the flour, it's a yeshloi. We could start discussing. So in economy, I could have gone, if I want, I could get it delivered today too. So it's bichalti, I can get it now. So my honestly, what are you doing for me? I can get it right now.
I have the money to store it than the actual item.
So okay, like I said, the Gemara talks about the dinim of storing or getting a broker to get it. I might have to deduct for the price, I have to get the broker. But besides, this is the heta. That if it's readily accessible, you have the heta of Yotzei Shar. If it's yeshloi, you have that heta.
The price of the moicher,
right? For sure, it's a chayes. Until it's delivered, something happens. It's your headache. That's why I want it to be your headache, 100%. But the mice is, if I wanted to capitalize on the price appreciation, I could do that without you. I could buy it right now and have it go up in my own resource. So mele, it's fine. All right, let's just talk about a couple nakudas here. One nakuda is what happens if you have something. I think it's partial, but I'll discuss it anyway. When you have something that has a shar kavua, but for some reason there's a run on it, right now it's not to be gotten. I don't know, you want to buy a certain car, yeah, this should have this price and this, but right now to get this model just came out, it's a hot potato, you can't get it. You can't get it, you're going to have to wait 5 months, or at least 5 weeks till it comes in, or it's out, everyone is out of stock, or they don't make it, you want a certain type of a phone, and yes, the manufacturer says it's coming, they're making more, but right now it's out of stock. If it's right now out of stock, Yotzei Shar is not going to help you. It's as if it's all Yotzei Shar. Yotzei Shar means it's Yotzei Shar and I can get it. If it's not readily accessible, the fact that it's Yotzei Shar is a joke, there's no such thing. Next Nikud is, what happens if you have something which was Yotzei Shar, was a Shar Kavua, and you were already notified, let's say your case, it's going up. It's going up as of February 6th, it's going up. Right now we're holding the bottom of the 9th, February 5th. It's going up February 6th. But you should know, this shahr was already intact for the last year. It's mamish, the shahr, better than achabi v'arvi. I think ledaiti, the dava parsha, that this shahr is not going to make it. Because as far as not the muhus of the shahr could have been a great shahr kavur. But if right now you and I cannot get it at the shahr anymore, it's not readily accessible, so then it's as if it's all Yotzei Shar. The new, if you give me the new shahr's price, so fine. But for this price, it's not Yotzei. If you tell me it's Yotzei, you can still hop around another hour or two. So we'll talk about maybe you want to say, argue that gets into the shahr shel Yotzei or the Ramah. I don't believe so. But Yuzika don't have the shahr of the Mechaba, the shahr Medina, which is the middle shahr. It has to be in a leisurely pace. It has to be out there for another week. If you know it's going to go up sometime this week, that's not like Yotzei HaShahr.
So that means that this
shahr,
what's it called?
Achlabi va'arbi. That's the greatest shahr.
Let's say, I'll be there, you know, the regular way it changes every year.
Good.
And it's been in effect already for 11 and a half months. It doesn't necessarily go over. So then that whole shahr is not a shahr.
So that shahr might be now downgraded to the middle shahr of Shahr Medina that you know for the next week, literally I'll have it.
So it's really telling you when it changed last time, to know what kind of shahr.
Correct, if you want to. But even Shahr Medina, Lekuli Yama is good. My clerk is my Shahr Shalayaris, but...
Sometimes manufacturers will say, if you order by this date, the price is going up February 6th. If you order by February 5th, people have sales.
So you could lock in. But again...
Right.
No, he could lock in, I could get, you know, you have to go, could he get it, could I get it, is it that's Yeshloy, and could I get it, is it accessible for me too?
He can get it because he can go to the next retailer and also have the same deal, he orders today, I'll
and I can get it from the next, well, the next retailer is a Yid, he has the same problem. But you mean I can go to a retailer who's a Goy, and get it from a Goy for that price, so it's as if I could get it and have it B'shuthi Yanka. I know the case of B'shuthi Yanka is to an extreme, that's as if I can get it delivered now and have it B'shuthi Yanka, that just lock in and get it at a later day for that price by a Goy. I didn't see the price when we discussed that. You can argue that that's also fine, but that I didn't see. If you look at a Pitzke Tshuva, Pitzke Tshuva brings down from the Tshuva's Chavis Yor, that if you have a Psika al Ashar, what does that mean? It has to be Tzarek Sheyehei Miminig Midas Ashar She'olav Yata Psika. Kagoy. Let's say Shapaisiki Moilitin Lo Yayin. Yata Shah al Foider, I don't know what it is, but let's say it's a case. Yata Shah for a barrel or a case of wine, Shehu Sheish In every case there are six bottles. Okay? So there was a Yata Shah for the case, but not for each bottle. Okay? V'zen noitin lo dumei kama foider, take if she eaten lo kol ashana yain, akide domem shekibol, so if she eaten lo kopam, foider lo pokus. If I'm invoking the head of Yata Ashar, then what has to be delivered to me, Kol Hashana, is the item that we were Yata Ashar on. If I use the Yata Ashar for a case, then you have to deliver it to me throughout the year a case. So if Yata Ashar a case, and I order from you 50 cases to be delivered weekly a case, that's fine, because each case was already Yata Ashar. But if I tell you I want to be Yata Ashar in a case, but to be delivered a bottle at a time, and on a bottle it was Lo Yata Ashar, or was Yata a different Shar, let's say, so it's not Yata Ashar for that bottle, then that's not going to be a Heta, since, I'm asking for six bottles a case, and it was Yata Ashar for a case. No, because the way you're accepting it, the way it's being delivered is a bottle at a time. To have such a delivery, you have to have a Yata Ashar for each bottle. All right, this is basically the first sif. Beis and Gimel is a take on and then the first sif. But I would like to just finish with a shach. We have another minute or two. I came late, I apologize, but I'll take advantage of it. If you look at the shach, sif cotton beis, in the sheet of the Mechaba, which says Yotza Hashar, and let's say you need the shar, the medium shar. Well, let's say you want to extend it to the Ramos, Keta Shar Shalayos, you need it, an immediate shar. What happens if you don't have the shah here, but you can get it nearby? So the shah, if yotzei shah bekrach echad, afa bishakol ayaretz atzmukum lo ein lem shah, poiskum ashar shal oisa krach. If you can get it nearby, that's Loshna Gemara, I can get a Behini Vashili nearby towns, that's enough. Even though it's called yotzei shah in Lakewood, but if it's yotzei shah in Tom's River, in Jackson, that's enough. Seemingly. Comes on the base, it says, miu nirli, dafka, kishem is tapka is mimena. Provided that people in this town, Lakewood, generally are mistapek, we buy, we're supported, we're provided from that town of Tom's River that was already Yata Ashar. So then for practical purposes, as if it's Yata Ashar here, because people here buy from there. That's where we buy from. So for us, that's our shah. Avam ena mistapkas mimeno, but if we don't generally buy from there, afa bishen smuchas lo, even though it's nearby, lo azlinim basra, we don't go after it. Elabotha sham mokum, if to the place of mistapkin mimeno. What does that mean? Venerally, the mistapkin ayarth at smuchas lo en mi'ir zu. If normally people all rely on Tom's River, let's say, vein be'ir zu shakavu, but Tom's River doesn't have a shah yet, then hokum achar ir ayyisu gedele shem mistapkin mimeno. We go after the largest city that does have a shah. And taich ta'atzi levoina, what does that mean? If you look at the bottom, two lines from the bottom, rataloima, to mistapkin mikama yoris asmuchin, this city, we are provided, we rely on Tom's River and Jackson, let's say. So Ryan, to determine if it's Yat HaShah now, we have to see, if the bigger of the two cities, whether it's Tom Zivs or Jackson, whichever one is larger, if there, Magadayla Yeshah Kavua Sham, then it's fine. Im Begadayla Ein Shah Kavua, but if the Gedayla doesn't have a Shah Kavua after Bacheret, even in the other city, there is a Shah Kavua, even though the other city also mistaken, Kam Kimimimena Yeshah Kavua, Hokanaka Gedayla, Bein Laka, Bein Lachim. We have to go after the largest city that we rely on, that we are provided from. Okay, this is the heta of Yotza Shah. Basically, Yotza Shah next week, we'll see about Yotza Shah as well. And then from Dalet and on, we talk about different cases of Yeshlei. Shkayach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.